From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. The National Rifle Association will be back next year to push for a bill that would allow Floridians to carry concealed guns without licenses during emergency evacuations. The measure died in the state Senate on Thursday. In a letter to members of the NRA and Unified Sportsmen of Florida on Saturday, lobbyist Marion Hammer blasted the Florida Sheriff's Association for opposing the bill and the senators from both parties who voted against it. Hammer wrote, quote, "Make no mistake, the Florida Sheriff's Association has declared war on the Second Amendment." But Florida Sheriff's Association President Grady Judd, the sheriff of Polk County, says he was disappointed in Hammer's letter, adding that he hopes to work with her next year on stricter guidelines for the legislation.
I can promise her this. We will never say the mean, ugly, hateful things about her or the NRA that she said about the Florida sheriffs, who are the staunchest defenders of the Second Amendment.
Judd says the problem with the bill was that it failed to provide specifics about how long and where a person could continue to carry a concealed weapon without a license outside an evacuation area. Under the bill, people who lawfully own firearms would have been able to pocket their guns during emergencies, regardless of whether they had concealed weapon licenses. The Miami Heat have taken Game 1 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series against Brooklyn. They beat the Nets 107-86 last night. This comes after the Heat beat the Charlotte Bobcats in the first round, taking four victories in a row. Game 2 against the Brooklyn Nets is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba, and now it's back to Michael Stock.